obviously offense looking for answers. What's the focus this week? Where do you go to address some of the needs?
Yeah, I thought we improved in some areas last week, but if we don't protect the football and sustain drives, then we're not going to be able to reach the goals that we want as an offense. So we just need to continue to, you know, polish up those fine details and make sure that we're staying committed to the foundation of what we wanted to create here, and that's, you know, protecting the football and making plays when we have the opportunity.
Is that the identity, the offensive identity that you want? Protect the football, make plays, or what do you see?
Yeah, that's certainly part of it. You know, we laid out an identity for ourselves in our meeting, you know, throughout OTAs and training camp and all that, and those things are definitely included. And we also want to be an explosive unit. You know, we want guys to be able to go out and we say light up. When you get the ball in your hands, light up. You know, as you said, we're looking for answers right now, but we know those answers exist in our room and in our scheme. And so once we hit our stride, we're excited to see what it looks like.
When you look at that identity you set up back in OTAs and training camp, and then you look, stats aren't everything, but I don't think anybody envisioned you guys would be 30th in the league.
I'm sure you
didn't expect it either. But so is it something that you see that's 30th, we're not that far away, or do you see like a lot of things that have to change?
You know, when you look at the tape, you can see that we are so close on so many things. And I know that sounds cliche, and I know that sounds like somebody sitting up here and trying to give you the rose-colored glasses, but it's the truth. We know that we're just this close to making a couple more plays each game and being able to come out on top and feeling like we put together a good product. And you're right, stats aren't everything, but they are often an indicator of areas that you might be struggling a little bit. And we know that there are some areas we've identified that we want to get better at quickly.
Just converting a few more third downs and getting that play count up, as crucial as it seems, is that a stat that matters?
Absolutely, yeah. You look at our low play count numbers, and it's hard. You know, I think we talked about it a couple weeks ago. It's hard to empty the call sheet and work on all the things that you practice if you don't get the reps in the game to do so. And, you know, we've unfortunately had a low play count over the last 4 weeks when we've been struggling. The first couple weeks we had a higher play count and did well. So we just need to get back to, you know, being able to sustain drives and keep the ball moving.
You guys obviously have some dynamic playmakers that can work the ball downfield. Are you seeing that defenses are really trying to cap those explosive plays and not let you guys get deep?
Yeah, this is a league full of good coaches. You know, nobody got here by accident. So defensive coordinators look at our roster and they know the talent and the playmaking ability that those guys have. And so certainly they're going to play us in a manner that is, you know, productive for their units or try to be productive for their units. So no one's given us anything. But we need to be able to execute better and attack the coverages that we're seeing and the defensive structures that we're seeing. We've had some plans in place. I certainly have to do a better job at scheming some things better. Guys need to go out and execute better. Everyone's got a piece of this pie, and we're all hardworking individuals that are ready to come together as a team.
Derek's always been a guy who's gotten rid of the ball pretty quickly, but this year it's even more so with that. Does he need to hold the ball longer? Are there plays that need to develop longer? What's the balance on that? Obviously, you want to get rid of the ball and avoid sacks and things like that. But what's the balance in terms of?
It's really scheme oriented. You know, sometimes you're in a situation where you're looking for a completion, maybe to get you back into a manageable third down or something like that, or you're trying to give one of your playmakers a catch and run opportunity. You know, so without sitting down with you and looking at play by play specifics, it'd be hard for me to fairly answer that question in terms of whether he should be holding the ball longer or not. You know, he's doing a nice job of going through his progressions. We just need to, you know, execute a little better all around and maybe a little better ball placement on some throws, and we'll like the result.
If I remember correctly, you had some sort of background in media relations or media in some way.
Yeah, I was a PR intern back then.
Okay, so you know the score. You know what happens to coordinators when what people are saying when the offense is not going well. Does that get through to you at all? Do you hear it? Do you pay attention? How have you dealt with that?
Honestly, I try to live my life in a manner of high character no matter what I'm doing, whether I'm coaching or whether I'm shopping at the grocery store or taking my son to his little league basketball game or something, you know. And so I kind of approach each day like if I put my best into each day and I do things in a manner of high character and I stay true to who I want to be, then I can sleep at night. So I don't really read anything. I never really worried too much about other people's opinions. And, you know, I'd be doing a disservice to everybody in this building if I put too much stock in what others were saying.
So if you're you're at the grocery store and somebody says, why didn't you run Lynch more? does that stuff happen even, or does that?
Oh, yeah, I have friends that have him on their fantasy team that are mad at me for that. No, that's part of the business. And that's, you know, something that never want to say that you welcome critique, but I welcome the responsibility that this job has afforded me. And I understand that, you know, I'm going to have to deal with negative comments and consequences when things aren't going well. So I'm looking forward to standing up here in a more positive fashion sometime soon.
Todd, how's that balance with the sense of urgency that there is right now on the 4-game losing streak, but also having patience to not force things and become out of character?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I think some people can fall into the trap of pressing in a situation like this when you've gone a little sustained while with some struggles. You look for plays maybe that aren't there, you know, or you force a ball into coverage or something of that nature. Or as a play caller, you tend to want to create a shot or be perfect with your scheme so that you can get something going, and you do have to stay patient. I tell the offense this every week, but it's never been more true than where we're at now as an offense. You know, we have a belief in what we've done this far and the system we've put in place and the playmakers we have in that room and the coaches that are up there in the room with me, and you will never see me waver in my belief of any single one of those guys, including myself. If I did and I started acting different or calling games differently, then that would mean I didn't really believe in the first place.
Derek struggled in the last three games he played, or has the offense as a whole struggled, and that's just the way it looks, sort of looks, because he's the quarterback?
I'm going to say the offense as a whole. I don't think there's a single guy that can look back over the last few weeks and say, you know what, I'm really pleased with how I've played over the last 3 weeks, or called a game the last 3 weeks, or coached my position the last 3 weeks. We all own this together, and there's no one guy that is going to save it or break it anything in between. You know, we need to do this as a team, and everybody needs to make the plays they're afforded the opportunity to make, and I need to call the right plays when afforded the opportunity to call them.
Even last year, doing a lot of good things, the Chiefs were a struggle. It was like 13 points and 10 points, I think, in the two games. But what do you see from them, and what kind of challenge is that based on to want to break out of it against a team that's been pretty tough on you?
Yeah, they're an extremely well-coached team. They don't beat themselves, which is something that we need to stop doing offensively, is beating ourselves. And they have a lot of talent, obviously. You know, so you put those two combinations together and being paired with the offense that's clicking on the other side of the ball, they're going to be just as much a challenge this year as they were last year. So we're looking forward to that challenge. We're looking forward to the home crowd on a Thursday night, and hopefully we can get that atmosphere rocking.
Amari had one 31-yard catch negated by penalty. He had a 19-yard catch negated by penalty. Those penalties, how relevant were those, did you find, in terms of disrupting the rhythm that you guys wanted to establish on offense?
Yeah, anytime you're losing 50 yards in production to a guy that you've been trying to get more incorporated into the game plan, that can be frustrating. But, you know, we need to be able to overcome anything that comes at us adversity-wise as an offense, and certainly had our opportunities to do that, and just for whatever reason, weren't able to. But Amari did a nice job, and both those plays were Amari-esque, you know, vintage Amari plays, and we look forward to doing more of that with him. You know, he did a nice job on the vertical throw on the right sideline, the one that was called back on the illegal formation, and then you saw him go up and get a contested catch, something that you guys have been telling me is missing, you know. So we're excited where he's trending, and his attitude's great, and his chemistry with Derek's great, so we're looking forward to not having him called back next time.
Just hasn't been there at all this year. Is that something you can do as a coach? Is it a rhythm issue? What do you attribute the lack of it to?
Well, a couple things. One, we talked about it earlier. You know, it's hard to get to some play actions on your call sheet when either the game situation takes you a certain way or you simply don't have enough plays, you know, to get to those. But we'll certainly incorporate them more. You know, we have run a decent amount of play action shots. I don't know who exactly charts them or decides whether they were play actions or not, but oftentimes we might have a play action called and a protection assignment takes the back off of his fake or something of that nature. They're still a part of what we do. They need to be set up to be efficient, you know, so we need to be able to sustain drives and run the ball well and then hurt them with play actions.